And I came because I was just like my dad, and he was miserable, and I didn't want to be his age and be miserable. So I decided to do something at an earlier age. It wasn't hard to stay sober. I got involved in the fellowship immediately, and for about 7 years, went to 4 or 5 meetings a week and was doing really, really good. Ended up getting in a relationship with somebody who was not alcoholic, and started hanging out with people who weren't alcoholic, and started getting away from meetings. And at about 1996, I decided that I was probably well. And I came to that conclusion because I was twice as long sober as I had drank before I got here the first time. And I learned how to live here, because living was my problem. And you guys taught me how to live, so I had it all going for me. I knew how to live. You know, I was been sober a really long time. I still didn't want to be as miserable as my dad was, and but I thought I could drink. And I made that decision, and I didn't drink the day I made that decision. I didn't drink the next day or the next day after that. It was, I don't even know how long it was, but I did drink. And I had to spend 9 years back out there doing some research and finding out that everything you guys said about this being a progressive disease is true. By the time I came back 2.5 years ago, I could not stop drinking. I was drinking every day, which had never been, you know, the first time was not even close to that. And I couldn't stop. I told myself every single day that I was going to stop. And by the time I got in my car on the way home, I knew it wasn't true. I did drink only at home, pretty much at the end, because I, you know, I didn't want to go to jail, and I wanted to get loaded enough that I would have gone to jail had I driven. I'm with a different partner at this time, and when we went on our first date, I said, you know, right up front, I drink, I smoke pot, and I smoke cigarettes, and if you have trouble with any of these things, please leave now, because I'm not stopping for anyone. And about 3 years later, I was in my backyard after work drinking like I did every night. And she came out back, and, you know, we were talking, and she said, you know, I came to a conclusion. I said, yeah, what's that? She goes, you know how cigarettes, I won't buy them for you because they're killing you, every one you smoke. I said, yeah. She goes, well, drinking's doing the same thing. I'm no longer going to buy you alcohol. I really didn't think that was a big deal because I'm a big girl. I can go to the store, you know. But I started thinking about that that night. And for some reason, you know, for some reason, God working in my life, doing for me what I can't do for myself, I knew that I had to stop. And I knew that I couldn't do it alone. And I knew where I could go to do it because I had done it before. I didn't want to come back. I didn't want to tell you guys that I, you know, that I was one of the ones that couldn't stay sober or chose not to, basically is what happened. And so I'm, you know, I'm drinking and thinking and drinking and thinking, and got out the phone book and started looking up people, you know, trying to find numbers of people that I knew when I was sober before. And I made 2 phone calls, and the first person I called wasn't home, and the second person I called wasn't home, but called me back within 5 minutes, and turns out they had been together, and they had just come from a meeting, and I asked if, you know, if maybe somebody could take me to a meeting the next night. And you know, I finished drinking that night because I wasn't going to stop. You know, I was already well into it, and I knew I was done, and I knew that if I came to AA, I would be able to stay sober because you guys would help me. So I drank myself silly that night for the last time, and went to a meeting the next day, and because of you and because of this program and the steps, I've been able to stay sober for 2.5 years. I'm doing it different than I did last time. I got a sponsor this time, not just in name. Before, I just got a sponsor in case you asked me, you know. So if you said, do you have a sponsor, I could say, yes, we'd be done. Now I have a sponsor that I use. I have a sponsor that I call that helps me work the steps, a sponsor that gets me into the best-kept secret, which is the big book, and the 12 and 12. You know, I have a step study at my house. I can't get out of that meeting, ever. I don't know what I was thinking, you know. This time is completely different. I'm sponsoring this time. I never did that last time. I tell you, I really didn't think that I had a whole lot to offer, and I still don't know that I have a whole lot to offer, but what I know is by sponsoring and by giving it away, I get so much reward. It fills my heart. I can't say how much it has meant to me to be able to sponsor people and do the same thing my sponsor did with me, because if I had to know anything, I couldn't sponsor you. But all I know is I sit down and I read the book with you and I talk the book with you and we follow the directions together and, you know, we get to stay sober one day at a time. Barbara, happy birthday. I was here when Barbara got here, and I remember, and I'm really glad I'm back to see you get your 18-year cake. Happy birthday to Bob and Sarah, too. 10 minutes is not very long, and it's a really long time, especially when the clock's looking right at you. Gosh, I really don't know a whole lot to say. You know, my life is incredible. I have no complaints today. I still have good days and I still have bad days, but I have the tools to work through, you know, anything that comes up. And if there's anything that I can say to the newcomer or the old timer, anybody who thinks they're immune because they've been around a few years, it's you know what? Hang on to the fellowship. And work these steps and get in the book and sponsor people or give it away somehow. I want to finish up by telling a little story a few weeks ago. Well, first of all, the person that I called when I came back to AA this time was somebody that I have known since third grade. And we used to party together, and she brought me to my first meeting this time back. And then about three weeks ago, I was at a meeting, and I had a person walk up to me and stand next to me, and I looked up, and I was, you know, blown away. It was somebody that I had partied with who was there getting sober, you know, who had, you know, 20 days and had been doing meetings, and, you know, she was sober, and I was just blown away. It's like, wow, you know, here's another friend. And then a couple weeks later, or not even a couple weeks later, like 5 days later, I'm sitting in my house, and another friend that I used to drink with comes walking through the door and says, God, my life's been weird. I'm like, what does that mean? It's just weird. It's just weird. And I'm like, did you quit smoking? You know? And she's like, no. And my partner says, did you quit drinking? And she kind of shook her head, yes. And, I mean, I almost fell out of my chair because that was I never would have guessed that. And she stood up and showed us a 30-day token that she had gotten by going to meetings as far away from La Mesa as she could so I wouldn't run into her. Anyway, so I have three people in my life that I called friends when I was drinking. And we get to relearn how to be friends sober. And it's a gift. It's a gift that I never, ever would have dreamed that I would have had. I never even would have known to ask for it. So, you know what? Miracles happen. You know, God is good. That's all I can say. My higher power works whether I, you know, whether I pay too much attention to it or not. I am really grateful to be sober. Yay! It's time for me to stop. Have a great night.